Hi friends, this is Kevin Bam Bam Sedam, and I'm here to tell you about my sensei, who was named Chuck the Bomb Bradley. And I am here to tell you, he's probably the baddest man I ever know, and I'm pretty bad myself. He's a 10th degree, I'm a 7th degree. So, we have been friends for a long time, and as well as him, me, and my sensei. So, he also has been very helpful in giving me tips on life on its terms. And I know that I can only live one day at a time, one minute at a time, or I've gone too far. So we're just going to let you know that Chuck's okay. He's doing weightlifting and he looks like a mean fighting machine. So with that, I'm going to leave you. You're here with Kevin Bam Bam Sedam, trailer episode for his podcast called Combat Realism, A Soul Set Fire. Our main objective is going to be to get you the most up-to-date ratings, rankings, fights that are coming up, the results, try to get some guest speakers in here, have some interviews with them, a little bit about myself. I'm a 7th degree black belt in combat realism. I started my martial arts in about 79, a little bit before that, I think 77 actually. I was about 12 years old and didn't even do a lot of fights, and my dad suggested I take martial arts. So I took martial arts and started boxing at the Indianapolis Pal Club here in Indianapolis, Indiana. At 12 years old, I sparred with a lot of the current pro fighters at that time. Ronnie Essett, Mike Essett, Jerry Rosenberg. A lot of those guys, Vampire Johnson, Marvin Johnson, J.B. Williamson, Donnie Lalonde, just to name a few. I got my first two black belts from my first sensei, which was out of a school of fighters, a gym called the School of Fighters. And he taught Shorigo Jiru, and he taught boxing and kickboxing. Some Muay Thai kickboxing. I learned all of those things from him and got up to a 2nd degree black belt before he was fatally shot. I went a couple years without a sensei. I ran into Chuck Bradley, Chuck the Bomb Bradley, and Chuck taught me everything from respect, discipline, and loyalty. Taught me how to be loyal to people, and the loyalty was based on this: as long as they never gave you a reason to question their loyalty, then they deserve loyalty in return. Chuck Bradley is as high as you can go be ranked. He's a 10th degree black belt and one of the baddest SOBs I ever met. One time we were promoting the kickboxing event in Indianapolis. His wife came running to me saying Chuck needed some help. He was overmatched with some guys out front of the establishment. I got out there in about 30 seconds. He had four guys laid out, not only out cold, these guys were snoring, literally snoring. I never saw that before that and since then. So Chuck Bradley's not one to be messed with.
But more than that, it was the teaching me and keeping me away from alcohol, drugs, any of those type of things, because he himself did not participate in that type of thing. He's a very down-to-earth, humble guy. He is always doing something, and it's always about the dollar. And that's not saying it in a bad way. He's always got something going on to where he's not wasting his time. He's making money. We owned a karate school together in 1992, 93. He got out of it due to just family deal. And I opened up my own school in Greenwood, Indiana, and just priced myself out with having to pay too much for rent. Opened a second karate school called Bam Bam's Fight Factory in 1995, and it lasted 2 years before the fact that it ran on heat, oil heat, which was very, very pricey. So I'm actually looking to try to open a new school, but not sure how I would react or play into that, because I do have Parkinson's disease now, early onset dementia, and multi-domain impairment of the brain. So with those three things being said, I want to get back into the martial arts world, but I think I'm going to have to do it slowly and have an assistant that could do what he needed to do had I not be able to be there that day. So I'm looking for investors on that. Chuck Bradley, led back to him. I just don't have enough to say about him. He has some children that he had custody of, so he also is a very good parental role model, and that's what I try to be, is what they call an influencer. I want to influence people around the world to be good people. And in the way that a little quote here said that I have that says, if you can do anything nice for somebody, do it. We need more people like that. So I'm going to sign off now the way I always do. And that's like this. Peace out. One love. Remember one thing. Always, Bam Bam loves you. Anchor podcast is the way to go. It is free. It is very easy to do. It is a step-by-step process that is laid out for you, and it is a way for you to get out whatever it is on your mind to the people that you look to get it out to. So Anchor podcast is definitely the way to go. Download the app today, because you will never regret it. Or you can go to the website www.anchor.com. So with that being said, Anchor is the way to go. That's all for today. Thank you. Yeah.
that drip, now that's sloppy wet. The work that they put in really be sloppy seconds. Heard about the fight, I ain't get to watch, I'm with the money. Like I'm going hiking underneath the shoes, you can see the Nike. Put it on for my fam, when it come for a check. Ten check, the predictable, watch a nigga fetch it. Hands like a rocket, you gon' need pieces. And still see the light, I'm a case of it. Solid rock, these hands really knock niggas clock, saying it's a bet. I'ma knock it off, beast in me and I grew up in the south. I'm going all the way, I'ma roll two time lead. Disrespect my mind, I'm going off, I do rain checks. But niggas wanna flex now, but this day call me back. Off the porch, the nigga jumped off, should've been had a limb. In that town we do Chevys, I really wanna transcend. Lost in the head a little, bumped it so many times.
If you haven't heard of the new podcast app, Anchor, you are missing out. So let me tell you about it. It is the easiest podcast app out there. It tells you step by step how to do your own podcast. It is free and it is very nice and very informational. And it tells you how to do your own podcast. So if you've even been thinking about or contemplating doing your own podcast, this is your deal. This is the real deal. Either download the app or go to the website www.anchor.com and get yourself a podcast. I know everybody wants one, so take your chances and make this happen.